On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, I share updates from both the baseball and football programs as we've received some transfers and different commits. And then I also share the top five summer essentials for any Gamecock fan. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 75 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I'm your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And how about that? Episode 75. This thing is just rolling, cruising. I want to thank y'all for supporting me along the way. If you are a new episode, welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the show, where I will keep every episode, as I just said, from 18 minutes and 1 second to 20 minutes and 1 second, 1801, the founding of USC, and 2001, A Space Odyssey. But last episode was not that. It was the collab episode with Talk Cocky with me. I hope y'all enjoyed that. I mean, please, if you have any feedback, let me know. Shoot me a DM. I had a really fun time doing it. It was nice to converse with another very passionate Gamecock fan. I could certainly see us doing something like that in the future, maybe leading up to football season, leading up to other sports, but that was a good time, and I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did. But I hope everyone is ready to celebrate the 4th of July, ready for 4th of July weekend. Just a great holiday. I mean, really, the holiday is just, hey, you know, go celebrate in your own way, but really just take some time off work. Go drink beer and eat an excessive amount of hot dogs and cheeseburgers. There's just nothing more American. I mean, really. And it's fun because we have been in that summer mode for a little bit now, you know. But for me, the 4th of July, it always signifies that there is no turning back, right? Like, you are neck deep, fully immersed in summer. And so based off that, the second half of this episode is going to be a list of essentials for any Gamecock fan for the summer, right? Whether it's the 4th of July weekend, a beach weekend, a summer get-together, just essentials that every Gamecock fan has to have ready to party for summer. But before that, I got roster updates from baseball and football. But before we even get into that, you already know I have my handy-dandy Gamecock fact and trivia calendar. So let's see what we got here. It's trivia today. Before baseball was removed from the Summer Olympics after the 2008 games, who was the only South Carolina baseball player to be named to a U.S. Olympic team? Huh? That's a good question. I have no freaking idea. If anyone knows this, kudos to you. Bum-ba-da-da. Adam Everett, 2000. How about that? Shout out Adam Everett. Got tongue twisted there. But shout out Adam Everett. Shout out the Gamecocks. Shout out Gamecock baseball in all its highs and lows from the last year or two. But it really, really has produced some incredible players. I feel like I say that all the time. And, you know, we take a lot of pride in our baseball team as Gamecock fans. And speaking of that, I have some roster updates for you, primarily transfers coming into the program. So welcoming some new Gamecocks here as Mark Kingston continues to work the portal here. So starting with transfer pitcher Ricky Williams. Yep, Ricky Williams, the former Heisman winner, NFL player, is coming to play baseball. No, I'm kidding. That would be wild. Could you imagine Ricky Williams on the mound? No, but Ricky Williams, the pitcher from Clemson, actually. And as a sophomore, Ricky made 9 appearances with 3 starts, actually, and had a total ERA of only 2.95. So that's pretty nice and goes without saying, but this is the 3rd former Tiger to join Carolina this offseason. And it's just an interesting trend. You know, I talked about it a couple episodes ago that I think in this day and age, guys want to go somewhere where they can really develop and try to take their talents to the next level, things like that. But, you know, as fans, it is something to be like, what the, like, what's going on here? But, you know, they're going through a coaching change. We're not, for better or worse. So, as it stands right now, we are the more stable program, I guess, technically speaking. So, yeah, welcome. And next, we have grad transfer. He's an infielder, Caleb Denny from Oral Roberts. Last year, he hit .311 with 11 home runs and 57 RBI. Now, honestly, I couldn't tell you the first thing about Oral Roberts baseball. I think they're decent, but again, I really just do not know. But what I can tell you is I like those numbers. And I can get on board with an experienced player, an older player, grad transfer, who hit .311 with 57 RBI. I can get on board with those type of numbers here. And then last but not least here, transfer Gavin Cassis. Hope I'm pronouncing that all right. From Vanderbilt. Now, he only played in 22 games last year, but he did tally a .294 average with 14 runs batted in. And now we all know from being an SEC school, being SEC baseball fans, that Vandy typically has a pretty strong baseball team. So I look at this as the guy clearly has talent to get to Vanderbilt, right? I believe he's a sophomore, going to be junior. So he was talented enough to get recruited there. So hopefully he can come in, secure some more playing time, and we can see numbers like a .294 average. So over the last few weeks, touched on it briefly, but Mark Kingsdon has really hit the pavement trying to turn this roster over by bringing in multiple transfers, especially guys who saw solid playing time, whether it be, you know, as a pitcher or an infielder, an outfielder, but trying to bring guys in with experience, right? And likely he's hoping to try and hit the lottery, right, with one or two of these guys to jumpstart this lineup and jumpstart this team next year. So, you know, he knows his seat is hot. We've talked about this ad nauseum. I don't want to get into it much further, but he's trying, right? He's not rolling over. He's working the portal. You know, I think there was even one or two high school commits who were like class of 2024, 25. So he's thinking of the future. So he's trying, right? Now, however, on the other side of the coin here, though, pitcher Julian Bosnick is transferring out of the program. And, you know, this one hurts to see, right? I think most people were disappointed to see that even without Bosnick pitching last year. But we saw how good he was and how good he possibly could get before he got hurt, but decided to transfer out. Now, there is some speculation that he may be opting to go to the draft, try to get drafted by a team, go play in the minors, this, that, whatever. So by him transferring out before that deadline, it actually would open up a spot for the team to use a scholarship. So if that's the case, like that's a nice job, man. Kudos to you. But regardless, whether it's the draft or going to another school, which I wish Julian nothing but the best in his next chapter. Now, moving over to the football side of things, as I talked about a couple episodes ago, this was official visit season for the Gamecocks football staff, really staffs nationwide. And the Gamecocks have just done an incredible job. Shane Beamer, Jessica Jackson, the whole crew have done an amazing job this June for Carolina. And between the two major weekends where we had a ton of recruits on campus, Shane Beamer has sent out a ton of welcome home tweets. And I'm just going to catch y'all up the best I can. I mean, it's close to impossible to say this tweet on this day turned into this recruit announcing publicly. And I don't know. It's just been a bonanza. It's been bonkersville. Shane Beamer is a man possessed. The Shane train is rolling express, hopefully rolling express to Atlanta one day. But my goodness. So without further ado, I'm going to catch y'all up on as many recruits, commits rather, from the last episode, from two episodes ago, and hopefully I didn't miss anybody, but here you go. Starting with Judge Collier, great name, wow. The Judge, He's a three-star athlete from right up the road in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Now, the Gamecocks are recruiting him to play safety. So as I talked about when you had guys like Ja Kilgore, right, you clearly see this staff prioritizing the safety position, looking to build for both skill and depth, and it's just great to see. Next is Cameron Sandlin. He's a three-star tight end from Alabama, and I don't even think he technically took an official visit, and he's still committed. Now, he is 6'4". Now, I could only imagine the type of freak athlete he can become and the red zone threat that Shane Beamer is going to turn him into. Next is Isaiah Jatta. He's a JUCO transfer, so not coming from the high school ranks. He's an offensive tackle, and he's just a massive human being. Do you ever see some measurables, whether it's in high school, college, pros, and you're just like, you are a monster of a human being. He's 6'6", 310 pounds. I would imagine he might even put on a little weight when he gets to school, but when I look at a guy like Jatta, plus the freshman lineman we have on campus already, I see a bright future and a high ceiling for a group that honestly is going to have to learn quick in the next year or two. Right now, the linemen that we have are pretty experienced. We are blessed in that manner, but pretty soon there's going to be a lot of turnover. So I look at a guy like Jatta. He's going to bring up, you know, sort of reinforcements. He has some experience at the collegiate level from JUCO. I like this pickup a lot. Next is CJ Adams, three-star wide receiver from Georgia. He's currently listed at 6'3", and all you need to know about this guy is that Justin Stepp seemed ecstatic. Judging by his Twitter when he committed, he was so pumped. He was retweeting the welcome homes, doing his own welcome home, and in Stepp we trust, man. You know, it's really, really cool to see keeping the momentum going in the wide receiver room. And then last, but certainly not least, the biggest announcement from the last week, and maybe the biggest announcement of this class so far, is four-star linebacker Grayson Pupp Howard announced his commitment. Pupp is from Jacksonville, so to steal him from UF's backyard is actually massive and actually just insane. But it's really cool to see because he was a target for this staff for a long time. You know, I had seen his name come up in articles and Twitter, and I had seen him taking visits. He came to the campus multiple times, 5, 6, 7, maybe even more times. So he was very familiar with the staff, with the campus, and he is someone that you can build a class around. Beamer had a welcome home tweet that went out soon after Pupp announced that we got another commit following this one, right? And it said that great players want to play with other great players, and I totally agree. I was so excited to see Pupp commit. Now, aside from him being a total beast of a linebacker, he just seems to be a stand-up young man and a soon-to-be leader of the locker room. Just look at the video he posted committing, right? Talking about wanting to be close enough to home so that his family could come see him. Was thanking his high school administration, thanking the high school coaches, right? It was not this usual hype video that you see, which I love, and if I was committing, I'd have some rap music blasting showing my highlights, but he was taking a walk on the horseshoe, very well spoken, and just seems like a great dude, right? So similarly to the safety position, you can see this staff prioritizing linebacker with Pupp Howard, and then Stone Blanton, the class before him, and there's a couple other targets still on the board. So I love to see this staff methodically building out depth and building out positions of need, looking ahead for the future. But to get Pupp was huge. And on a quick note, you know, we've had a lot of commits out of Florida, but when you look at it, it's more northern Florida. And that's an area, to my understanding, was usually not very highly recruited by South Carolina. Normally, we would focus more on South Florida. And to go north makes it a little easier to get to for these kids, for their families. So I think it's a really interesting strategy. You're going toe-to-toe with Florida, Georgia, Florida State. And I love it. And if we can get a couple of guys from there, it's amazing. So overall, y'all, this June was super successful for the Gamecocks. I believe recruitment now enters a dead period, or it's about to be a dead period. I don't know. It's all super confusing. But I think we're going to get a couple of more commits. I just don't think there's visits happening. And it's going to be exciting to see how much more we can pull in this offseason. But right now, this staff, they get a couple of weeks off. They get to rest. And more so, they get to prepare for fall camp. Because we're about 2 months away from kickoff. That's it. It's incredible. So you're going to have fall camp kickoff here, no pun intended, in a couple of weeks. Guys are going to get ready for week one, and then we're in it, y'all. So it's super exciting to see. Super exciting to see the momentum in recruiting. And just kudos to Shane Beamer and everyone who's involved in those official visits. So now that it is that dead period for recruiting, it's not the dead period for summer, and it is not the dead period for partying. So I wanted to do a little bit of a public service announcement for y'all and share my summer essentials for any Gamecock fan. So this is something that you need with you, you need by you at any given time during the summer. So number one, a rally towel. I mean, that should go without saying. You have to have a rally towel within arm's reach at any given time, right? You never know when you're going to want to wave it. You never know when you're just going to want to hold it up and rep the logo. You never know when you might need a conversation starter, right? Maybe, hey, this one is from Georgia, 2012, right? This one was from, you know, Florida, right? So you never know the conversation starter or the many reasons why you need a rally towel. Number two is a speaker to play Sandstorm at any given time. Kind of ties into number one, but I know we all have our phones, right? And that's fine. But if you can be in arm's reach of something with a little more oomph, a little more volume, any given time to play Sandstorm, that's essential. Number three, a Gamecocks koozie. So yes, it's summertime and the drinks are going to be flowing and it's also going to be hot. So you need that Gamecocks koozie to keep any beverage cool and also rep the school and show your pride. Goes without saying. Number four, some Gamecock headwear. Now this one, y'all, this is to keep those rays off your face, right? You can't be getting sunburned, right? I am notorious. My nose gets burned every year. I don't know. I put sunscreen on, it just gets burned. So gotta rock a hat every now and then. And hey, you might have your, you know, your bathing suit on, but if you got a Gamecock hat on, you can still rep the team no matter the situation and keep those rays out your face. And then number five, rounding out my list here, is quick hits for the Ox, right? You need to have a couple of go-to songs in your head ready to play at any time, right? Maybe your buddy's jumping on the grill and he says, hey, you mind taking over the Ox? You mind taking on over the Bluetooth for me? You need to know what songs to play, right? So I listed out some examples for you. Sandstorm, that's an obvious one, right? Gets the people going. Just a Big Old Cock by Patrick Davis. It's catchy, it's upbeat, very Gamecock-centric. Love that song. Next, Carolina in My Mind by James Taylor. Now, this is maybe if the mood is maybe dying down a little bit. You don't exactly want to play this at the start of a party. And, you know, someone's going to say, yeah, technically he's singing about North Carolina. Who cares? Who cares? I think that's just inferred. He's talking about Carolina. We are the real Carolina. Play the song. And then last one I put as an example here is Southern State of Mind by Darius Rucker. And I guess come to think of it, pretty much the whole Darius Rucker discography will do, you know, South Carolina guy, big South Carolina supporter. So can't go wrong with some Darius, y'all. But that is my summer essentials list for any Gamecock fan. I'm sure there's lots more that we could brainstorm together. Send me some ideas. Shoot me a DM, tweet at me after the episode. Let's get this list going. Let's make this an active list here. But with that, y'all, that does wrap up this episode. Follow me on social media so you can talk to me about your Gamecock essentials. My Twitter is just Cox Gamecocks, my last name, C-O-X, Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review to the podcast wherever to review the podcast and review the podcast. Thanks. Wherever you listen it to, I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.